Welcome back to the Dave Elliott Show. I'm Jared Grifoni. I'm standing in for Dave today. I am the host of Resistance Radio every Saturday here on 98.9 WGUF. We've got a lot going on here. Our call-in line, as always, 239-430-2428 if you want to give us a call. Joining me in studio right now is Bill Walsifer. Bill is a recently announced candidate. He's a Libertarian candidate. He's running for Attorney General. He's challenging Pam Bondi, who's our current sitting Attorney General. Bill, welcome so much to the Dave Elliott Show today.
Thank you, Jared. Nice to be here.
It's my pleasure. You know, there's a lot going on right now with the Attorney General, with these issues. We're seeing so much happen here in Florida. And, you know, people are looking for, you know, they're looking forward to 2014 because it's going to be an opportunity for them to, you know, to make a stand on a variety of issues and to support candidates who actually believe what they say and who actually line up with their personal preferences. Now, you're obviously an attorney. How long have you been a licensed attorney?
Since 1996. It was a career change for me.
Okay.
Actually graduated law school when I was 42.
Oh, excellent. Interesting. All right. So you graduated law school. You were licensed in 1996. Have you been practicing in Florida?
Yes. I'm also a member of the District of Columbia Bar. Okay. Do some work up there as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have a private practice right now. You're up in the Panhandle. You're in Tallahassee.
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. And now, so what made you now you decided to announce, you actually just recently announced, this is your first interview as a candidate. Is that right?
It is my first interview as a candidate.
Well, that's awesome. We're so glad to have you here on 98.9 and to talk with you about your campaign, because, you know, it's shaping up to be a very interesting race, and you're a very interesting guy. You've got a lot of very interesting positions on some of these issues that are popping up right now. What made you actually decide, though, to jump into the race to begin with?
Well, I've got a passion for the issues that I'm championing, that I'm leaning out on. And my campaign distinguishes itself from the other candidates, whether they're Republican or Democrat. I don't think they will go in the direction that I'm heading, and I think it's been a long time since certain segments of Florida's population have been included in the debate on legal affairs, and I want to have that conversation.
Well, that's great. I mean, for me personally, I mean, I love to see more candidates in the race. I mean, you know, when we look at sometimes, you know, the same old two choices, no matter what choices they may be, and it doesn't have to be just two, we know that we're not getting, you know, all the opinions out there. You know, we know that there's more, especially when you see such similarities on the issues from a lot of the mainstream candidates. And now you're running as a Libertarian. Why are you running as a Libertarian? Why are you not either, you know, challenging Pam Bondi in the Republican primary? Or why are you not running as a Democrat? What is it about, you know, the Libertarian ticket that was so appealing to you?
Well, I'm running on my principal beliefs, and I don't know how to do it otherwise. And those principal beliefs are aligned with the Libertarian Party, and they're not aligned with the other two. I was Republican for many years. I was an active Republican on executive committees in different communities that I lived from time to time. And I moved over to the Libertarian Party. You know, as they say, I didn't leave the Republican Party, it left me.
Yeah, well, a lot of people out there are probably shaking their heads in agreement with you right now. I mean, we're seeing that, not just from the Republican Party. You're seeing that from the Democratic Party, too. You're seeing people feel that the parties have left. You know, they're no longer, you know, following through with either their platform or what they have traditionally fought for. And they've I guess, all agreed to just, you know, one day decide to just expand government in any and every way possible.
Right.
Now, as a Libertarian, though, you're actually the first Libertarian candidate for Attorney General in the state of Florida ever.
I am.
That's really interesting. And, you know, does that show you, I mean, there is right now a couple declared candidates for the Libertarian ticket for the office of governor here in Florida. There's Libertarian candidates, you know, popping up for state house and for a variety of other races, U.S. Congress, across the state of Florida. You know, are you seeing something with the Libertarian movement? You know, are you seeing growth there? Is that why, you know, now, you know, is a good time for you to jump in? Not just because of your principles and because this is what you believe and you want to fight for the rights of the people and you want to stand up for individual liberty and all that. But, you know, are you sensing that this is the time for a Libertarian Attorney General?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The public opinion has shifted quite a bit in the last 4 years, let's say 4 or 5 years, particularly so in the last 2 years. In 2010, I don't think a Libertarian would have done so well. But the time has come. The people are more open-minded. The Libertarian Party is growing fast. in Florida and around the country, and independent parties growing. People are leaving the two major parties, and they're coming to Libertarian or Independent, and I hope to draw from that voter population.
That's great. Now, you just recently announced your candidacy. You declared about, a couple weeks ago?
4:21 p.m. This past Thursday.
4:21 p.m. this past Thursday. So now you are an official candidate. You have the website up, walsifer4ag.com, and that's the number four, right?
Yes.
And, so now you're going to start campaigning. People are going to ask you, well, Bill, where do you differ on the issues from either, Attorney General Bondi or from any of the Democratic challengers that have announced to date? Let's talk about some of these issues here, some of the big ones here. And I know you've been a strong proponent of this. You've been fighting for the rights of patients to use medical marijuana, for the legalization of medical marijuana in the state of Florida. And you were really pushing the Kathy Jordan Act, which was originally put up in this past session in the Florida legislature. Right. Now, what happened with that bill?
Well, I was more than pushing it, Jared. I wrote it. I just sat down at home and said, Florida can do better than
this. Wait. You wrote a bill. It wasn't a big pharma company. It wasn't farmed out to lobbyists. You, Bill Walsifer, a candidate for Attorney General, drafted a bill, and you put it. You gave it to the Florida legislator, and it went to committee.
It did. It went to the Senate and the House. Senator Jeff Clemens introduced it in the Senate, and Representative Katie Edwards introduced it in the House. Four other Democrats co-sponsored it. So it had movement. Of course, it was a Republican leadership in 2013. And it ultimately died in committee. We named it after Kathy Jordan, who has suffered with ALS and has found medical marijuana to alleviate her conditions. A few days after filing that bill, she was arrested. The house was broken into
unbelievable.
Yeah, armed law enforcement. Those charges were ultimately dropped. But, I can tell you what happened. We watched, my wife and I watched a 60-minute segment on what was going on out in Colorado.
Yeah.
And I said, Florida can do better. And there was an initiative from Senator Clemens that had come, not an initiative, but actually legislation proposed. And I just sat down and wrote it, voluntary without pay. I turned to Normal. Mm-hmm. Into the Florida Cannabis Network, into the Legislative Review Committee, the Libertarian Party, and they found the sponsors. I didn't find the sponsors. They did. And we went from there.
Yep, and like you said, that bill did ultimately die in committee. And what's happening right now, we're seeing that movement to respond to that lack of care on this issue by the Florida legislature to turn it into a ballot initiative for 2014. United for Care is leading the way on that. They're collecting signatures. And I want to ask you about United for Care. I want to ask you about what's going on or what recently happened the past couple weeks at the Florida Supreme Court on this issue. But we will be right back after this short break. If you have a question for Bill Walsifer, candidate for Attorney General, give us a call, 239-430-2428. We will be right back.
This is the Dave Elliott Show on 98.9 WGUF, Naples FM Talk. Now, traffic and weather together on 98.9 WGUF, Naples FM Talk.
Accident Golden Gate with blockage and injuries at Santa Barbara Boulevard and Green Boulevard. Avoid the intersection if you can. See quite a buildup now on a radio road coming in from Livingston over to Airport Road. But good, let's steady north and southbound at Golden Gate Parkway and Pine Ridge Road. Padre time saver traffic. Here's Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Today, partly cloudy. Slight chance of a shower this afternoon. 85 the high. Slight chance of a shower tonight, 67. I'm Terry Smith from the Weather Channel on 98.9 WGUF.
98.9 WGUF.
This New Year's Eve, the Chapel Grill rings in the new with some great sounds from the past, featuring the music of the Crests with original Crest band member and founder J.T. Carter.
16 candles.
Enjoy a four-course meal. Choose from entrees including reef and beef or mimosa Chilean sea bass,
rosemary honey rack of lamb, or duck a la orange, plus appetizers, dessert, and a champagne toast, all for $114 a person. It's a little bit of heaven in the heart of paradise, offering fine dining and inventive culinary creations designed to delight and surprise your palate. So plan now. Make your reservations today by calling 239-206-4310 or online at thechapelgrill.com. Enjoy a fantastic New Year's Eve up close and personal with J.T. Carter from the original Crests at the Chapel Grill. When you get to know us, you'll love us.
Lou Marlin Marine Construction has served Marco Island, Naples, and all of Collier County for over 15 years. We specialize in seawall repair, dock construction, and offer a variety of options to avoid costly seawall replacement. We offer custom dock installations, repair of seawall caps, panels, seams, and more, all at economical prices. With over 1,000 installations done in Collier County and a sterling reputation, you can rely on us at Lou Marlin Marine Construction to get the job done right. Call us today, 239-642-4284, and mention Resistance Radio for a free consultation and inspection.
Hi, it's Jennifer from True Fashionistas Designer Resale in Naples. True Fashionistas is the original designer resale store in Southwest Florida and voted the best consignment store in the Southwest Florida Choice Awards. Holiday time is here. Do you need the perfect gift? Give the gift of fashion. Give the gift of True Fashionistas. We offer gift cards in all denominations. True Fashionistas buys and sells gently used designer and store brand clothing and accessories for men, women, and children. Do you have gently used designer clothing and accessories that you don't wear anymore or have never worn? Bring them to us at True Fashionistas for extra holiday cash. And even better, no appointment is necessary and we're open 7 days a week. True Fashionistas is located at 2355 Vanderbilt Beach Road at the Shops at Vanderbilt on the corner of Airport Pulling Road and Vanderbilt Beach Road, right next to the Good Life and Let's Yo. We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, noon to 5. Just look for the bright pink sign that says Designer Resale. You can also visit us on the web at TrueFashionistasResale.com.
Are you looking for a facility that offers the best firearms training in Southwest Florida? Whether you're a beginner or an expert, Altair is the place for you. Altair Training Solutions teaches all levels how to safely and effectively own and operate a firearm. We offer real-world tactical courses for concealed carry, pistol and rifle, and much more. Our instructors are former Delta Force, SEAL Team 6, Marine Force Recon, and Air Force Special Ops. Altair Training Solutions is 100% owned and operated by disabled veterans. At Altair Training Solutions, you will find a beautiful outdoor range in the heart of the Florida Everglades where you can shoot from the holster and shoot steel, as well as a comfortable indoor air-conditioned facility with lodging, classrooms, and bathrooms. Visit us today at AltairTrainingSolutions.com or call us at 877-864-8550. Once again, that's AltairTrainingSolutions.com or call us at 877-864-8550.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. For most of this year, I've led an effort to legalize medical marijuana for those really sick and injured people who need it most. God put this plant in nature for us. He knew what he was doing. I've been overwhelmed by your support and encouragement. I'm just back from the Supreme Court, who heard arguments against us from the Attorney General. Now I need you, all of you. Only a few weeks are left to get the signatures needed to go on the ballot. Please help me and your sick friends and neighbors. Visit unitedforcare.org to download the petition. Gather 10 or 100 or thousands. If you don't, who will? I can't do it alone. Rise up and make this your cause. Join my army of angels on this mission of mercy. People are counting on us. Power to the people. God bless you all.
98.9 WGUF. He has bitten off a lot of things, but never more than he can chew. Dave Elliott on 98.9 WGUF.
Welcome back to the Dave Elliott Show. I'm Jared Grifone. I'm standing in here for Dave Elliott today. I'm the host of Resistance Radio every Saturday here on 98.9 WGUF. We are live on Naples FM Talk. Our call in line, 239-430-2428. If you have a question for the show or an issue you'd like to discuss, I'm also joined in studio by Bill Walsifer. Bill is the recently declared Libertarian candidate for Attorney General here in Florida. So if you have a question for Bill, feel free to give us a call here. Bill, let's get back to this United for Care issue, this medical marijuana issue. I want to touch on it just briefly here. We know that Pam Bondi has stepped up to the Florida Supreme Court, challenged the language. If you were in her position, what would have you done differently? What do you see the issues here with this ballot initiative? You know, is there a language concern, or you know, is this something that it's just more government overreach trying to put an issue off the ballot that may have political implications for a certain political party?
Well, I don't really know the answer to that. I don't presume to know their intent. But the Attorney General under Florida Statute 16.061 has a duty within 30 days after receiving an initiative petition to request an opinion from the Supreme Court and to weigh in on it. Attorney General Bondi decided to challenge it, and she challenged it on the language. So it's not really being challenged on whether or not medical marijuana is a good idea or not. It's right. Really a matter of, does the petition confuse the voter in the voter booth as to what it asked the voter to vote upon?
So would you have stepped up and challenged that?
I would, the petition, I'm going to just wait for the Supreme Court to rule on that. I would want to see that petition survive.
Sure.
And they're very close, and they've put a lot of money and a lot of effort into it. I'm not sure. Hope it survives that challenge.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing 80% approval ratings for this ballot initiative if it does get on the ballot. That's across the political spectrum: Republican, Democrat, Independent, all age brackets, all races. So, I mean, this is an issue that is affecting Floridians. I want to jump to another issue here because the Second Amendment is so important, and we're seeing that come under attack virtually every day now, especially from the federal government. In Florida, we have concealed carry. You have to get a permit. You have to take a class. What about open carry? Why does Florida not have open carry? Would you be in favor of an open carry bill legalized open carry, or at least considered a constitutional bill that allowed open carry here in Florida?
Yes, I would. In my opinion, the concealed carry law is backward.
Yeah.
And it used to be the other way. In Florida's history, you can carry openly but not concealed, what they call the secretive carry, because the Supreme Court historically felt that it was an unfair advantage to an adversary or an opponent or just anyone to not know if you're armed. It makes, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know. It makes more sense to see that someone is armed, and you may adjust your conduct accordingly. So to me, it just makes more sense. I think the very appearance of the weapon can help prevent crime. I remember, I think it was Denmark was short of police officers, and they put cardboard models of police officers on boats. So, just a visual appearance is good. And I personally would rather know someone is armed than not armed.
Right. And I think most people would want that as well. I mean, if you had a choice between the two, if you're talking about concealed carry versus open carry, I think it makes far more sense to allow open carry than concealed. Personally, I think we should have both. I mean, this is a constitutional issue. This is a personal defense issue. We shouldn't have these restrictions, especially coming down from federal government or state government. So it's good to hear that you would support open carry in the state of Florida, because I know, the Florida Carry and these other organizations, they're working to try and get something like that in the legislature. And to have an AG who would support that effort is definitely a step in the right direction.
Thanks. And I just want to clarify, I just gave you a common sense response, but from a legal response, I do think it infringes on the Second Amendment the way it's written right now. Mm-hmm. The concealed carry is more of an extraordinary right than open carry. And I'd like to advocate in favor of open carry, given that opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you consider, if you're a pragmatist, you look at the facts, you look at the crime statistics, and you see that where there is more guns in the hands of good people, you have less crime. And even when you, you know, in areas that, that traditionally have more crime, when they allow guns, when they loosen restrictions and law-abiding people get weapons in their own hands for self-defense purposes, then all of a sudden that crime rate has gone down. And we've seen the crime rate in this country, murder rate, really come down with the increase in personal defense weapons.
Well, there's a decision pending in the 4th District Court of Appeal. I believe the case is State versus Stockman. That could change the law. We could get a positive response there from the 4th District on the issue of the concealed carry. A lawful abiding citizen carrying a concealed weapon can become in violation of the law just by a brief accidental exposure of the weapon. So you go from lawful abiding
right.
to violation because, you know, you lifted your arm too high and your weapon was exposed. It's not fair to the lawful carry.
Right, right. Now, civil liberties concerns, too. You know, we need an attorney general, in my opinion, who's, you know, who will stand up for individual rights. You know, whether it's, you know, someone doing a peaceful activity where they cause no harm to someone else, you know, the government should not be involved there. We shouldn't have the attorney general going in there and prosecuting those types of cases. What's your feeling on the civil liberties issues here? And we've got about 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Civil liberties is probably the most important thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's in our Constitution. It's being eroded. I believe in the rule of law, strict rule of law. If someone commits a vicious, dangerous act, threatens the life and safety of someone, they need to be punished. But victimless crimes, the law needs to protect. I see the law enforcement not as the keeper of the peace, as indeed the keeper of peace, but more important as a protector of civil liberties.
I think you put that well, Bill. You are the Libertarian candidate for Attorney General right here in the state of Florida. You know, what is your website again, Bill?
It's www.wohlsifer4ag.com. It's WOHLSIFER4ag.com. And we'll be in Safety Harbor tonight with candidate Adrian Wiley running for governor and Luke Gisoverby running for Congress. Tonight from 5 to 9.
That's great. Well, keep up the good work, Bill. I'm so glad to hear that you're in the race. We need more options, and then people, I think, are going to take to your message. But, you know, keep up the good work, and good luck on the campaign trail. We will be right back on the Dave Elliott Show after this short break.
You are listening to 98.9 WGUF, Marco Island, Naples, and all of Collier County. Your ABC News starts now. It's 8 o'clock.
Here's the latest from ABC News.